History was made over the summer when the sitting leaders of the United States and North Korea met face-to-face in the Asian island country of Singapore. There were questions beforehand about whether the meeting would actually happen, and there are questions now about what happens next. The two countries have been rivals since the Korean War broke out in 1950. But on June 12th, almost 7 decades later, U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sat together, dined together, laughed together, and made a promise to work together. They both signed a statement that said North Korea would commit to eliminating nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and that the U.S. would provide guarantees to North Korea's security. Leaders from around the world, from the European Union to Russia to the United Nations, said the summit was a positive step toward peace. But critics said there weren't a lot of details laid out about how the promises would be fulfilled. And since then, tensions have welled up at times between the two countries. Most recently, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was scheduled to travel to the North Korean capital of Pyongyang last Friday. But the trip was called off, with President Trump saying that he felt that significant progress wasn't being made toward denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.